I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Egypt is banning demonstrations and detaining protesters. Wednesday was a day of wrath in which thousands took to the streets in anti-government protests. Sat7's David Harder says
there has been a growing sense of anger and resentment amongst the disenfranchised, politically amongst the Christian and other religious minority groups who are feeling oppressed, neglected, mistreated.
Sat7 is a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. Their programming provides a forum for people to respond to these events and introduces them to the peace found in Christ. Keep praying. Next, a team of 17 surgeons from across the Americas wrapped up their work in Ecuador yesterday. Years ago, a German medical missionary and an American surgeon teamed up with HCJB Global to create a children's mobility ministry. Over time, their successful surgeries allowed dozens of children to walk. The mission's grown, and this year, the team performed surgeries on 30 children. Pray for the kids to come to Christ as a result of this life-changing gift. And gardens have always been connected to the spiritual. Even in perfect communion with God, Adam's main job was to tend the garden. Now Shepherd's College is harnessing that spiritual connection to nurture intellectually disabled students. Leslie Leith says the gardens in their horticulture program aren't just for a lesson in plants.
I guess a healing garden for a spiritual garden, it's more of a one-on-one commune with God and learning about yourself. It's your prayer and meditation time when you're in nature.
As students spend alone time with God, they have the opportunity to grow in Christ. You can learn more about Shepherd's College through our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you've got questions about any of today's stories, call us at 1-800-995-4828. By the way, Mission Network News is partnering with onenewsnow.com, where you can find not only Mission Network News, but other news from a Christian worldview. I'm Ruth Kramer.